Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about enhancing CLAW code for complex projects. Let's dive in.
Sounds fascinating. What's the main issue with CLAW code, even with its impressive coding capabilities?
Well, as a senior software engineer, I've noticed that CLAW code lacks a structured approach for complex projects. Unlike professional developers who emphasize planning, architecture, UI, UX design, security, and testing.
So it's like CLAW code rushes into coding without the essential groundwork.
Exactly. It's like trying to build a skyscraper without blueprints. It just doesn't work for larger, scalable applications. That's where SuperCloud comes in.
SuperCloud? Tell me more.
Think of it as a workflow framework that enhances CLAW code. It introduces essential commands for development, analysis, QA, and more. And it offers various AI personas like architect, front-end engineer, back-end engineer, and security engineer.
Wow, so it adds structure and specialized roles to the process. How do you get started with SuperCloud?
First, you need CLAW code installed. Then, clone the SuperCloud repository, install it using Python, restart your CLAW code session, and add a few key MCP integrations like Context7, Sequential, Magic, and Playwright.
MCP integrations? What are those for?
They provide extra functionalities, like accessing online docs, handling complex thinking, generating UI components, and automating browser testing. These are essential.
Got it. Can you give an example of how SuperCloud works in practice?
Sure. Let's say you want to analyze a project's architecture. You can use the /analyze command with the architecture flag and the architect persona within your CLAW code session. SuperCloud will then generate a comprehensive report with recommendations and an architecture score.
That sounds incredibly helpful. Does SuperCloud offer commands for other development stages too?
Absolutely. There are commands for project planning, front-end and back-end development, quality assurance, security scanning, performance optimization, and deployment preparation. And each command can be customized with specific flags and personas. For example, using TDD, which is test-driven development, during back-end development.
I see. Interesting. So it covers the entire development lifecycle. What if you run into issues during the process? Does SuperCloud help with troubleshooting?
Yes, it does. You can use the /troubleshoot command with the investigate flag and the analyzer persona to identify problems. You can even use the 5 whys flag to find the root cause of an issue. Then, use the /analyze command again to analyze the code profile for performance issues. And finally, use the /refactor command to improve code quality and test coverage.
Wow, that's pretty comprehensive. This seems like a game changer for CLAW code users. Where can people find more information about SuperCloud and these commands?
You can find detailed information, including command flags and personas, in the SuperCloud repository. And I've also shared some of my commonly used SuperCloud commands in my Discord channel, in the CoShare section.
Fantastic. This SuperCloud framework seems incredibly useful for managing complex projects within CLAW code. Thanks for sharing this insightful information.
You're welcome. It really enhances the CLAW code experience. Well, that's all for today, folks. We hope you found this discussion on SuperCloud and CLAW code insightful. Until next time, happy coding.
Goodbye.